What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do some narcissists use music, poems, and movies to convey how they feel? They try to tell you, hey, listen to this song. Hey, watch this video. This is how I feel, and things like that. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure if you haven't already to join my newsletter. My newsletter / email list, the link is in the description of every podcast and video I do. I have a kids book, a self-love course, my journals, my own personal book, and a lot of exciting things to come along. You don't want to miss out. Join the newsletter. It's free. I don't spam you. I promise you, you won't get no BS from me. Link is in the description of every single video I do, and I'll pin it in the comments on YouTube as well.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Why do some narcissistic people use music and YouTube videos and songs and movies and things like that to try to connect to you, to try to, hey, watch this right here. It'll tell you how I really feel about you. You know what I mean? This is how I really feel. I don't know how to put it in. Yo, because a lot of narcissistic people don't know how to express their love to you emotionally. They don't like, and that's just me being realistic. That's me being real. That's me letting you know that that's how a lot of narcissistic people think. And this is me, like I said, yeah, I've done the same things. And no, not all narcissists do this. This is not me trying to put a blanket on narcissists and say, all narcissists do this. All narcissists don't know this. No, that is not what I'm saying at all. So listen to me out of my mouth. I'm not saying that all narcissists do this, but I'm saying a lot of narcissistic people absolutely do this. A lot of narcissistic people will tell you exactly, like I said, they'll do something horrible to you, right? They'll do something, they'll cheat on you, lie to you, steal from you, manipulate you, put their hands on you, whatever it is that is horrible, right? And instead of apologizing to you, they'll send you a text message with a link to a YouTube video, a link to a new song, a song by, you know, a link to a poem or something like that, a news article, something that somebody else has written, some type of emotional expression from someone else, because a lot of narcissistic people don't know how to regulate or express our emotions in a healthy way. Most narcissistic people are emotionally dysregulated, including me. My last psyche vow says I've gotten better control over my emotional dysregulation, but I'm still emotionally dysregulated, and I'm still to have therapy recommended for the rest of my life, y'all. I got a life sentence of therapy, if anything. And that's why I try to convey to people, I will be in therapy for the rest of my life, and I'm not trying to just say, hey, yo, this is just me. I will. This is my story, my life. But like, you get a lot of narcissistic people who don't know how to. They just don't know how. And this is me, y'all. Again, if you're looking for a sign that a narcissist cares about you, loves you, that's them sending you Back That Ass Up by Lil Wayne or Juvenile, whoever this song is by, that's not showing them love. Them sending you a song by Ed Sheeran or Usher or 112 or, you know, whoever you like, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, whoever they send you, Kane Brown, whoever they send you a song by, excuse me, I got a sneeze coming up, hell of them. Whoever they send you a song by or a poem by, you know, a poem by their favorite poet, your favorite poet, somebody that you like, you mean a YouTube video saying a YouTube video to try to get you to conform or change your mind or something, y'all. They don't know how to express themselves in a healthy way, so they try to get other people to do it for them. And yes, y'all, could that be how they really feel? Yeah, it could be, But more than likely, it's a form of manipulation to get you to drop your guard and feel bad for them and to take them back. Oh, I listened to the song, babe, and I love you for sending it to me. I didn't know you felt that way. And they like, I did feel that way. I did. Thanks for that poem, babe. Thanks for that, you know, thanks for that rap song. Thanks for, I didn't know you were horny, so you sent me back that ass up. Just tell me. You see what I'm saying? But that's how it goes, though, y'all. They don't know how to communicate to you in a healthy way, so they try to use other forms of communication. They try to get somebody else to do it for them. It's like getting somebody else to do the emotional labor for them so they themselves don't have to do it. Because sometimes, like, if this is how they feel, why don't they just say it? You know what I mean? Some of them will say it, but if this is how they really feel, say it. You listen. They had to listen to the song or watch the YouTube video or read the poem or the magazine article, whatever it is they sent to you. They had to read it before they sent it to you. You know what I mean? They had to read, or if they type it, you know, they can get AI to damn near generate an apology for you, but they don't even do that. You see what I'm saying? That's why I tell you people, y'all, effort matters. Effort matters in a relationship with a narcissist, toxic person, whoever it is. Effort is currency. Effort is relationship currency. And that's why I tell people, y'all, effort is absolutely relationship currency. That if they're not putting in the effort to show you that they actually love you and care about you, y'all, then they might not. You know what I mean? I know so many people ask me, like, do the narcissists love you? Do they ever love you? Do they ever care about you? They care about you more in the beginning than they do later on in the relationship, y'all. Let's keep it hot. Let's keep it real. If they can send you waiting to exhale and tell you to watch 6 minutes into the movie, they had to watch the movie too. Why can't they just say it themselves? Why can't they put that effort or go to therapy and learn how to emotionally regulate their emotions? Believe they said they don't believe in therapy. The therapist is just trying to make money. Yeah, the therapist needs to get paid for their time. Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? Yes, absolutely. The therapist needs to get paid for their time. Yes, that is true. But when you're dealing with narcissistic people, like I said, they have to want to put the work in, y'all. They will literally make excuses. They'll literally do everything except go to therapy and put the work in to make their lives better, to treat you better, to be better for you, to be better for the kids. They will literally do all of the other stuff rather than just go put the work in to get that help. You see what I'm saying? That's why I tell people, y'all, it's way less about you than it is about that narcissistic person. I try to hammer this fact home to people, but a lot of people don't. I'm not saying you don't understand it, but I'm just saying a lot of people don't get it. You don't feel it when I tell you this part right here. You're going to be dealing with this narcissistic person probably for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? If you have kids by them, but if you don't have kids by them, you don't have to deal with them, y'all. I'm just saying, if you can break that trauma bond, which I believe you can, do it. Do it. I'm not telling you to leave, but I'm saying if you want to leave and you want to break the trauma bond and you want to be free and to find somebody else that can love you, love yourself first. So first of all, to find somebody else that's not going to send you a love song that can actually show you love. Because sending you a love song that expresses love in the song and not actually expressing their love in person, they'll try to sleep with you. They'll try to hug you. I have a very popular video that is doing well now. It's called How Do Narcissists Demonstrate Love? Through physical actions, through their presence, through being here. Like, I'm here, aren't I? You see what I'm saying? They show you they love you by doing things for you, by doing deeds for you. I had a woman I talked to the other day doing a one-on-one. She said her partner or husband or whatever showed her that he loved her by changing her car tire. She got a flag. He's like, you see how I love you? How much I love you? Can't change your tire. That's how a lot of narcissists know how to express love, is through physical acts. Let me sleep with you. Let me clap them cheeks. I'll show you exactly how much I love you. Let me clap them cheeks. Let me show you exactly how much I care about you. You know what I mean? They do physical things. They send you songs. They send you videos and things like that. But Lee, would you just say they send you songs because they love you? No, they send you songs because they don't know how to love you. You see what I'm saying? They send you movies and music videos and poems and YouTube, whatever they send to you. You know, they write a letter from someone else. They send, like I said, they send you somebody. They damn near plagiarize. They are plagiarizing love. Literally, they are plagiarizing love. They're plagiarizing. That's what they send you. I'm not saying that they actually are plagiarizing, but they're sending you stuff that other people have done, other people have said, other people have written, and trying to express it and trying to present it as their own emotions, as their own feelings. So yeah, it is a form of plagiarism. It would seem like it, wouldn't it? You know, just in that space. And that's why I'm just saying, like, it helps you deal with narcissistic people when you are trying to do this type of stuff, y'all. It is just one of those things that, like, understand, I'm not saying that they never cared about you, but they care. The most a narcissist cares about you is in the beginning of the relationship. The love goes down. There's an expiration date on how long and how much a narcissist is going to be there for you. How long and how much that they're going to care for you. How long and how much that they're going to do certain things for you. They're going to say you have to prepare for that. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm also saying that you have to prepare for this narcissistic person to discard you. And by discard you, I don't necessarily mean like they might actually this is not funny y'all, but they might actually send you a song to break up with you. You mean they might actually send you a song when times are bad to break up with you. You know, I'm moving on, something like that. Get your bags, get the hell on, cause I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more. I think you better be leaving. Leave me alone. Get your bags, get the hell on. They might send you that song. Cause I don't want you no more. Who's singing that song? Y'all know that song. I think you better leave me alone. They might send you a song like that to break up with you. It's not necessarily only the good emotions that they send to you. They actually might send you songs to express their anger and their frustration as well, to discard you. Hey, I can't really tell you how I really feel deep down, so I'm going to send you this song right here. And it's a horrible song that breaks up with you. Or a song about, you know, they might send you, instead of just telling you that they're filing for divorce, they might send you Usher papers. And just be like, oh, damn near lost my mama. I'd have been through so much drama. Then told you everything I need. You know me. You see what I'm saying? They might send you papers and tell you that they're breaking up with you in that way, shape, or form. You know? But I was just saying, like, if you are dealing with a narcissistic person, they're sending you songs. They don't know how to express their emotions in a healthy way. And if they don't get help and learn how, this is what you got. This is what you're in for, y'all. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Narcissist, like I said, the Narcissist Code. Join the newsletter. Join the mailing list and whatnot, y'all. Kids book coming soon. Me and my wife co-wrote it, so it's coming from the perspective of me and her together. Our first work together. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe, and as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly, eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people, to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.